Hey guys.
Hi.
Hey everyone. We'll give it 2 minutes past and then we'll start. All right, let's begin. I hope you have had a chance to review the document. Julian, are you able to just give a very high level overview?
Only an overview, or should I
Oh,
read the
you
complete thing?
can Well, if you want to go through the document more, I think that's fine. But I want to leave room for discussion in case it goes too long. But it's not too long, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, the proposed decision here is first thing is that we say that the foliar flower release support period that it starts when the foliar flower release has been officially released, and then for the general availability, this is different than the current situation where the flower release that is in development is also being declared as supported. So this is the first thing. The second is that currently we have the support period end when the second next flower release gets released. This is some automatic thing. and this should be changed so that that the technical council determines the end of the support period date, and the basic should be the officially supported technologies, because if the most relevant thing here is the Spring Boot support period that is only 13 months, and we know this in advance, so the TC can decide on the end date of the support period, so that we don't get into trouble when there are security issues and we don't have support. And yeah, then a short definition about the support period, and but this is a reference to the existing document. And then we have the migration issues, because there are already flower releases that have been released, and this decision should also include the end date for these three forams in sunflower and trillium. Yeah, that is the decision, and the explanation is here laid out in detail. And one driving thing for this is the new trillium release date that is more than 6 months after the sunflower release date, and therefore it's the first time that we have this long distance, and we get really out of the support period of Spring Boot, and therefore we should not extend the support period for Trillium longer than for end of this year, because that's the time when the Ramsen's Spring Boot version goes out of support. Yeah, maybe there's some other details here. One thing that I've added recently, if you look into the assumptions section, there are some people that want to support Okapi for sunflower, and there will be an announcement this week. So this will make the things easier. Yeah, maybe I stop here.
Thanks, Julian. Any comments or thoughts or questions for Julian? Yes, Ingolf.
But Julian, this only means that Spring Boot issues cannot be handled. Why should we decide to not handle any security-related issues after the Spring Boot support ends?
While the TC decides on the official supported technologies, and the Spring Boot is the most frequently used thing, but there are all other dependencies. Some other dependencies also go out of support, but Spring Boot is the most relevant one. And if you look into the decision proposal, it is not restricted to Spring Boot, or other dependencies should also be considered when deciding on the end of the support period.
Is that all, Ingolf?
Yeah, I don't have any more comments.
And thank you, Jen, for reminding me about Scribe. Wayne, are you able to take notes?
I am scribing, yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Any other comments or thoughts on the proposal?
Yeah, I mean for an not an end user but an admin, it's really I don't know, completely unreliable if during the release cycle it is there's a decision making is being changed concerning the support cycle. I understand there's a problem because we have pushed the Trillium release date in the future, but not the Spring support date. We cannot influence that. But it's not really, I mean, better it would be if you have a clear schedule and that's, well, goodness, that you match the supported technologies release cycle to the folio release cycle in the end. Then you have a full support for some period of time and not just drop the support because some component runs out of support or you run your folio release longer than expected. It's not very user friendly. Yeah.
Julian, can you respond
Yeah,
to
there's this
Ingolf and then
Ingolf, that is
get
a
to.
misunderstanding. When the TC decides on the technologies, at the same time, the TC decides on the support period. So this the support period is pinned and decided upon before the development for the Folio Flower release starts. So it does not change afterwards. And the spring support period is fixed in advance, so we know this, and so there's no change afterwards.
Kevin?
With the Eureka situation, there have been talks in the past about extending Ramson support into maybe spring or sometime early 2026. And this one looks like it's setting the Ramson support period at the end of 2025. Are we gonna treat Are we going to roll that back, or was that decision not made about, and I'm just misunderstanding the decision about Ramsons?
I'm not aware of a decision on ransoms. Does anyone know?
Yes,
Maybe.
it's linked in the document, and it was a proposal, and there hasn't been a decision made. So this, if we decide on this DR proposal, then the other one will be dropped. And the reason for extending the Ramson's support was that there was no Okapi support for Sunflower. But if we get Okapi support for Sunflower, we no longer need the extended Ramson support.
Kevin, before I go to Jeremy, Kevin, was your question sufficiently answered?
Yes.
Thank you. Jeremy?
I guess I have maybe a series of questions, but I suppose I'm wondering, so from the perspective of somebody using Folio, I feel like the Folio organization, through the technical council, certifies support for Folio, regardless of whether or not the particular softwares that it's built on are under support or not. So I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. So the nature of this document is to just point out the fact that, or call into question Folio organization's ability to certify support for Folio if it's based on software that itself is not supported. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes, Folio sometimes supports a flower release, even if some underlying library has already been out of support. And that sometimes it's really a burden, sometimes it's almost impossible, and therefore we want to limit the extending the time.
So if we were certifying support for a version of Folio that was based on a version of Spring that was not supported, and there are no security vulnerabilities for that version of Spring, then it doesn't seem like, at least at that moment, before there are any security vulnerabilities, that there's any issues with running that version of Folio. And then if there is suddenly a security vulnerability, there's not necessarily the case that the specific vulnerability that occurs is one that would impact Folio. And we do have a security team that can do an analysis of, any security vulnerability that pops up. I guess what I'm saying is that I don't feel like our certification of support is empty just because we're running on a software that has unsupported components. We at least theoretically could backport or patch a security patch into our version of Spring. Maybe funding could be found to do that. I don't know. I just feel like there might be a sense in which, we are able to say, well, look, we will deal with security issues that pop up with unrelated software in these windows of time where our own support outlasts the support of dependent components.
Julian?
This has been discussed in the security team, and the security team supports limiting the support period to Spring Boot support period. And this Folio security team also requested that the Ramson support period is not extended beyond the end of this year because of the because Spring Boot goes out of support. And it's true that sometimes you can backport a security fix, but we don't can sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's impossible, and people should plan to migrate so that we don't get into trouble. And sometimes if the library, if Spring Boot is out of support, you won't even get notices about issues, or and the scanning of vulnerabilities is limited. So there are several reasons not to to suggest that there's support for a longer time.
Ingolf?
Before this discussion goes on, I would like to point another effect this decision will have it if it will be made, namely that some institutions will be pushed to move to Sunflower on Okapi, which they did not originally intend, because if we let the Ramson support end this year, it will mean some implementers will have to move to Sunflower, but they might not be ready to move to Sunflower on Eureka. It's 3 months, 3.5 months left. They might not be ready. And I would like to point out that there's another proposal to extend the Okapi support for Sunflower. And one should weigh in what is more effective. I mean, if we make the institutions be able to run on Ramsons longer with Okapi, and then go therefore not go to Sunflower on Okapi, that's a benefit. We don't have to invest so much resources in prolonging the Okapi support for Sunflower. You understand? It's another way to approach the migration to Eureka if we now don't if we prolong the release period for Quatsch, the support period for Ramsons.
Vince.
Yeah, so I'm trying to understand what the big picture is here with this recommendation and so forth. And so one thing I'm I think I understand, but maybe it's a mistake on my part, is that currently our support policy is based around releases of Folio. And it sounds like we're trying to move this to a calendar date support policy because, for example, Spring Boot has known calendar dates that we can target. So, okay, maybe that's what we're thinking of doing here. But ultimately, though, what does support mean? Support means that for Folio, it means that if somebody finds a defect, a critical defect, not just security defects, but a P1, that we will, as a community, fix that defect and make it available in a subsequent critical service patch, CSP. So I'm thinking that what does this mean? This means like, all right, let's take a scenario, right? We have some Ramsons situation. We're under Ramsons. We're running CSP, whatever, 5, and some critical issue comes up in Spring Boot, right? And that means security. It means like maybe somebody finds a situation that causes a massive memory leak. So we fix it in the community. We take the new version of Spring Boot that fixes the problem. And now we're at CSP 6. Essentially, what we are doing is we're saying now our supported version officially is no longer just generally the Ramsons. It's Ramsons CSP 6. And somebody who has CSP 5 that they're running, they need something fixed. We're going to say, no, you need to upgrade to CSP 6 because that's the version. So effectively, we're narrowing the support window. Is that a correct interpretation of the proposal?
Well, Ramsons was planned to end in no November, yes, this year. And if people have planned with this, then the support period until December this year is 1 more month.
Yeah, but I'm not really. My question stands whether or not Ramsons ends in December or it ends in December 2026. The question is, are we effectively saying that we're narrowing our support definition of Folio from a general, Ramsons versus Sunflower to a specific service release within that, essentially making it tighter? So if we
Well,
say we support Ramsons and somebody's running Service Pack 4 and the community says, well, I'm sorry, but we're only actually supporting Service Pack 6 of Ramsons because there is some critical defect that was added that, we are not going to backport.
I don't think that this is
Maybe it's not intended, but is that the consequence of what's happening with
if
both?
If you run CSP 4 then and you want support, then you need to bump to the next CSP.
Right. So
But that's the same
that's
as
it.
before.
Yeah.
This has not changed with this proposal.
Wayne, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to I think I was going to say just what Julian said. I don't think this proposal affects that.
Got it. Yeah. If someone's on CSP5, there's no changing of CSP5. It would be, upgrade to CSP6 to get whatever fixes are in there. That's my understanding.
So CSP5 is no longer in support in that case, and that you're saying that's the current policy, that we currently support a CSP version only. So we're very specific in terms of support.
If there's any change that needs to go to CSP5, it would be in CSP6. CSP5 is immutable.
Okay.
I see some chatter in the chat window. Do you want to speak up here? Any other comments, Jen?
I guess. So there's been discussion about people, doing things because they're afraid of going out of support and people having to be out of support. And I think, for one thing, people do go out of support now. I mean, we're hosted by EBSCO and we were on an out of support release for a couple of months before we got to Ramson's. So that does happen. It seems like this proposal is essentially, and someone said this before, the community is only promising to do what they can actually do. And so making it clear where the risk is. Like there was the discussion about if something comes up in Spring Boot that's security related, we just backport and patch it. But if it comes up in a version of Spring Boot that's out of support, there's not going to be an update from Spring Boot to fix it without upgrading the version of Spring Boot, is my understanding. And that we wouldn't want to do that in a CSP. So the risk of running out of support exists and people do it, but instead of the community taking responsibility for that risk, we're asking the hosting companies and the self-hosters, implementers to take that risk so that when someone says, we're going to delay putting our customers onto the new version for 6 months, they're the ones that take responsibility for that decision instead of the community. That's it.
Thank you, Jen. Maccabee?
I just see Vince still has his hand up. Vince, were you saying something else?
I hadn't intended to. I just forgot to take it down. But now that you say that, I feel like saying something more. But
Sure.
I don't want to go back to what I was saying before necessarily. I thought we'd kind of close that off. But I just have a lack of clarity as to what it means to pin the support period to the end of support period of a relevant software library. So what I really meant to say earlier is that we're not really pinning it to the support library of the external project that we're including. We're really just pinning it to the CSP that includes the support above that third party project. But okay, I'll stop there.
Thanks, Vince. Maccabee?
Yeah, so I'd like to understand a scenario here. So w if we don't pass this policy, then Ramson support extends into some part of 2026. If we do pass this policy, Ramson support ends at the end of 2025. So hypothetically, the first week of January, let's say that even though the various dependencies like Spring are out of support, there have been no vulnerabilities that have come out in that week, and there's a UI bug or a module bug that has nothing to do with our dependencies whatsoever, a trivial or not, a P1 dependency that affects only Folio itself but not any of its dependencies. Are we then saying that because Ramson's is officially out of support, then there'd be no possibility of developing a fix for that and backporting that fix to Ramson's? And if so, is that a policy that we want? And are there ways that we could perhaps split up the definition of support to still allow for, an extended support until such time as there was a reason that the dependencies were actually a problem? Is that possible? Is that feasible?
Julian, do you have an answer?
Well, we don't know when there are relevant security issues, because some re security issues don't get reported if they are only in old, unsupported versions. And this proposal will make a clear end date, and after that you can still run Folio, but then it's your own risk. And it's still possible that some, for example, UI bugs get fixed But then it's not officially, it does not go to the official releases. And you need to find someone that does the fix. So we can only have a single support end date, and you cannot have different end of support dates for front end and for back end. That's simply not possible.
Jeremy?
I think in general, I'm super apprehensive about this draft decision, and for a couple different reasons. But one of them is I do think that if we say, all right, we're gonna pin our support to these external systems, support. We cede a certain amount of agency, first of all. Like we give up, and we have no control over how Spring releases stuff. And Spring's release schedule has been shrinking dramatically since I first started using Spring. So, and it's not just Spring. I mean, this says officially supported technologies, which is a long list of technologies which all have different support windows. So I really worry about us introducing a system that essentially just makes it so that our ability to support Folio dwindles to, it's going to be supported for 2 months, and then just the logistics of making sure that all the officially supported technologies have a support window that aligns up, seems it just it seems like it's possibly an intractable problem to keep up with. I also totally agree with what Maccabee said, in that I think that it could be the case that an issue that arises with one of our dependencies introduces an intractable problem that we just cannot address. But it's not necessarily the case. And by certifying that we do support Folio, we're at least letting the community know that we are going to do, as somebody mentioned already, we are going to do what we can do to make sure that issues that arise are fixed. And it is true that we might not be aware of every issue that shows up, but I hesitate to prepare for things that we can't know about. That seems like, again, like a very long list of things that we won't ever know about or don't know about, are hard to prepare for.
Jen?
I guess I just can't get around the security aspect of this. Like, yes, if we wanna, we can release any UI stuff we want or do whatever we want, but I don't see how we can knowingly promise to keep the software supported and secure beyond the date that we know we can keep it supported and secure. So if we wanna say, we will do more updates, but we can't promise it's secure after the end of December 25, then we could do that. I just don't see how we can make a promise that's not real on the community side. Jason says it's, run software at your own risk, and that's true, but we should be clear about that risk.
Julian?
When the TC decides on the support period end date, we don't always pick the shortest of the dependencies. Sometimes we already have taken a longer time, so there won't be a case where the flower release is supported for 2 months only. This will always be about 12 months, maybe 8 months, maybe 13 months. Okay, regarding you run it on your own risk. There's a difference whether Folio says, we make a support period that is reasonable so that we probably can properly support it and make you secure. And it's quite different from a case where we say, well, we know that the Spring Boot support period ends, and you might get into trouble, and it might be insecure. That's simply quite different ways. So, as a community, we should make a reasonable support period and a reasonable promise so that people can be sure that it's reasonably secure.
I think my points have been covered. Just to summarize, and I think that the comments in the chat also articulated it pretty well. So on one hand, there's a need for the pro like for the project, the benef for the benefit of the project. Keeping some degree of support around, especially with Ramzins and the difficulties that people are seeing going to Sunflower with Eureka. I think it's just in the project's interest to try to extend the support window. However, there are practical issues that may arise that, well, yeah, there are issues that may arise that could make the practicalities very challenging. And so I think that's what the conversation in the Slack was leaning towards between Maccabee and Jeremy about a kind of gradation of support. There's what the community would like to be able to do and what we can actually guarantee. And I think there's a sweet spot somewhere in the middle.
Thank you,
Do you
Todd.
think it seems kind of silly if we have a number of tenants that cannot migrate for all of the responsibility to be completely distributed throughout all of the different hosting providers? It seems like if it's reasonable, the project should provide some central mitigation.
Jeremy?
Also, another concern I have is that if we declare officially that we stop supporting a version of Folio because the spring version it's based on is not supported, then there are things under our current policy that we could do feasibly to address issues that pop up in the version of Spring that we're using that we might just not bother to do because we officially ended support. So I guess what I'm saying is that in a sense we are degrading our ability to support in at least as far as we can. An issue that pops up in Spring, that an unsupported version of Spring, and I agree with Julian that we won't always be aware that there is an issue, but if it becomes publicly known that there's an issue in a version of Spring, just based just having the community analyze whether or not this is in a Spring Boot component that impacts Folio, just doing that analysis itself and determining actually this is not a security risk for Folio. That's an important thing, and we won't be doing that analysis if we end support, whereas we probably can do that analysis now, and that has value.
Well, if there's a security issue in Spring Boot, the Folio security team analyzes it, and usually the such security issues affect the latest version and the older versions, and therefore you most likely get an analysis, a triage of the issue. So that is still be there, but the problem is that you don't get fixes for old for old Spring Boot versions, and then you it get really much work, and that then all other feature development will stop if you really want to fix the old, very old versions.
I think that in that, and this is essentially a risk analysis exercise, right? So you are describing a very possible scenario that could happen. And we as a community have to determine our risk tolerance for this. If in that eventuality, you're right, it would impact our ability to deliver features. There would be resource costs involved in fielding the development work that it would take to address that issue. But I think that I don't know. I guess for my taste on risk, I'm comfortable with the window of time that we have established with the two releases. And I do worry about other impacts, financial, like resource impacts on having to upgrade Folio as often as I feel like we would need to if we shrink our support window to match what Spring's cadence is.
Todd?
On this general topic of the way Jeremy's presented this, with doing the risk analysis and then how do we proceed? I think that's a very good scenario. I seem to recall some cases where some security issues have been identified in the past where we've not been able to do fixes, but the security team was able to convey mitigations, things that could be done to close off the risk or to mitigate the risk short of fixing the software, closing support, whatever the thing is. Yeah, compensating controls. Thank you, Mark. So I think it's very important, especially given how many people aren't going to be able to migrate from ransoms, to keep that window open where that analysis and those recommendations can come out. Even if we're not promising fixes.
Thank you, Todd. Quick time check. We have maybe, maybe 15 minutes left. I doubt we'll be able to, do a vote or anything like that. But are there any other comments on the proposal? For me, the definition of what we support seems to be a wide umbrella. Security fixes are important, but I think the pushback for this are about the other functional issues that users of Folio may want, but would be excluded from based on the support period. As Jen has said, if we go this route and we need to basically take on this risk for the security vulnerabilities that may happen, to me, I think we should define it, what that looks like when the security fix is needed for a Folio release that is out of support. Yes, Wayne.
Olamide, are you suggesting that we need, if we were to not accept this proposal, we would need a separate document of some kind that states what our position is vis-a-vis the security risk that we're taking on.
Correct.
And that and what mitigating controls we might put into place. Okay, thanks.
Jeremy?
That makes a lot of sense, Alameda, what you're suggesting, and I do want to, I know I've been kind of presenting ideas that are critical to this proposed decision, but I do think it, something that I definitely can say in praise of this is that I do think it identifies very accurately a window of time in our current support commitment in which our ability to deliver support for Folio does degrade. And I totally agree that we need to acknowledge that fact and figure out some way to deal with it and communicate with our community honestly about that fact. I don't know if shrinking the support window is the answer to that, but it does seem like we need to do something about the fact that we have degraded support after our dependencies drop out of support.
Kevin?
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be some sort of minimum support window that we won't go below. Because what if, I think this was mentioned earlier, but what if another major dependency comes up and they shrink their support window? Are we going to have the same discussion 6 months or whenever that happens that we'll change it? So it might be good to explicitly define, like, we won't go shorter than this many months, whatever that, however many months that happens to be.
I don't think that this should go into this proposal because the this will be discussed in the TC when decided about the supported technologies. And if there is, if we have this example with the Go that has a shorter support period, and for Go, we have the policy that the Go should bump the version during the flower release so that we get the complete support period.
Vince?
Yeah, so I think I'm following most of that proposal that you make, Alameda, but I think there should be a decoupling of the word support from support of Folio from full support of third parties that are included in their support policy. So maybe the point here is not this proposal, which is specifically to pin things on third-party support, in other words, coupling them tightly, but to say that we refine the definition of support period for Folio to be very specific, to say that it's for the latest CSP is what you declare what the support period, what is supported according to a CSP. And that CSP may or may not include, patches that relate to something fixed in that third party, but we document it and we say, yes, this CSP includes, changes in the new version of boot, or if some security problem came along, we acknowledge the fact that this particular CSP, we backfill the documentation to say the currently supported CSP contains this issue, and we are waiting for a fix, because we're not going to support the third party. That's up to them. We can't fix it, so we're not really supporting them. So we need to refine our policy and acknowledge that there's third party things. I don't know that we should really be pinning them.
Thank you, Vince. Any other comments? Question for you, Julian. For umbrella leaf, would we need another decision record, or that would then be the support period for umbrella leaf would be tied to spring at that time, so it's automatic. Does that make sense?
Well, for Umbrella Leaf, there will probably the TC will revisit the officially supported technologies because of the Trillium move. And so there will be a TC decision along with the officially supported technologies decision. So we should not include it here.
I'm not saying we should include it, but I'm trying to see, is there any way we, is there this, if this proposal goes through, do we have to deliberate on support dates for each release going forward based on OST discussions?
Who is we?
I guess this proposal is within the TC, so we would be creating, would we create another decision record for Umbrella Leaf or Vetch?
No. This proposal says when the TC decides on the official supported technologies, it automatically also decides on the support period. And for Rams and Sunflower and Trillium, it's included in the decision record because the decision of the TC has already been made for the officially supported technologies.
Understood.
So
So
after this has
that
been decided, then TC will automatically do this for all other flower releases.
okay, so the support period for those future releases will be determined by OST discussions. And you only
Yes.
have these dates here because that's what we can't, that's what's in our purview so far. Mark?
Yeah, I was looking for my unmute button. I'm wondering if it would be helpful to create a table that outlines possible outcomes when P1 security vulnerability is discovered in an unsupported library, be it Spring or be it whatever. This table would list the, so besides the outcome, it would also list the impact of this, the cost, and who typically would own the work, because that would probably help others with figuring out how to fund the support activities. So if let's say that we're talking about Ramsons, right? And we're beyond the Spring support period. And then we find a security vulnerability, P1 security vulnerability in Spring. So what are the different outcomes? One outcome is, well, upgrade to the supported Spring version. The cost and resources required for that, well, that could be pretty high, right? Because it may require refactoring and retesting. So that's one option. Okay. Another option might be applying the custom patch to a Spring. And again, the cost might be high because well, it would involve somebody making changes to the underlying Spring library, but that may be the best approach to do. Third outcome might be upgrade to the next Folio version that uses the supported version of Spring. And that falls on the service provider, not necessarily the development team. But having a table that enumerates those different outcomes may be helpful to decide on what support will be provided and what support will not be provided and how support will be funded.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Mark. I think that would really clearly even if no matter what decision is made here about our support window, I think having that sort of clarity on how we approach support of third-party software would be really beneficial. I also think it is probably a really, really good idea to encourage the community council to find and set aside an emergency fund for the community to deal with to deal with resourcing these kind of fixes that are like kind of worst case scenario, kind of a perfect storm situation where we find ourselves in that window of time where we are depending on an unsupported dependency that ends up having an issue that we don't immediately have the resources to fix. If we had that emergency fund, we maybe could contract with folks to address that issue.
Thank you, Jeremy. We have five minutes left. Any other thoughts? This conversation would need to go. I think this proposal here, we need to document something, if for when it for if it doesn't go through. As Jeremy said, there is still a problem here with security fixes and the underlying third-party dependencies. I will try to put together that scenario, that table for what are the outcomes. And there's going to the talk about emergency fund or who in the event of a security issue for a unsupported folio release, what do we do? That is still to be determined, and CC is the best body to deliberate that. Any other comments or thoughts on this? Yes, MacP.
I'm just asking if someone is communicating with Alexei and the release management stakeholders group about that message and about any tweaks that should be made to that one line, which is making a claim about the Ramson support period that is at least complicated by this discussion.
I'm not aware. Does anyone know?
Yes, I've posted it to the release management group channel.
Thank you. Wayne?
I was just wondering for the notes. So you said you will put together the table that Mark suggested, and then did you also say that you were going to put together another document that would be sort of laying out what we would do if this proposal is not accepted?
The first part, yes. The second part that still needs to be discussed. I
Okay,
don't have
so
I don't
that's for
have the
discussion later.
yeah
Okay.
yeah I don't have
Thank you.
I wouldn't know how that would shake out, and I don't have the resources to do that or the power. If we were to do a fake vote on this, for the TC members, I'm not sure exactly what direction it will go to. I've not heard from, some other TC members. So TC members, if you have any more questions on this proposal, or comments, you can put it on the dock or contact, Julian or responsible folks in the community going forward. And something to keep note is that even if this was approved, the PC will still need to hash this out. I'm thinking that the TC doesn't have sole responsibility for setting the support periods. I don't think that should squarely be on the technical council. All right, then. We're at time. We will continue this discussion. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.